Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Amanda joins us now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
So we're thinking we may have to break out the lie detector for you here.
That's what I want.
All right, so are you currently unemployed now?
Yes, I got fired for this reason.
All right, let's go through the history here. What's up?
Okay, well, apparently this guy was caught, you know, pulling a scam over on the company, stealing money through the temp agency. Well, apparently he said this was all my idea because I was blackmailing him because we were having an affair.
Okay. Okay, I'm confused already. You have to slow down a little bit or give us some of the history on this guy.
Well, let's see. He's been working with our company probably not even 7 months, I would think. And, I mean, we were friends. We've even hung out outside of work, a few people. You know, I pretty much taught him, you know, I had to teach him things at work. And the reason, I think he was using me for this is because I was the one who approved our time cards for our department.
Okay.
So, I don't really know, I mean, everything. I just know what was told to me. But like they said, is I'm the one who came up with this plan, you know, and I was trying to blackmail him so he didn't, you know, his wife didn't find out or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, wait a second. You said that you were fired from a company, but you don't know all the details. So what did they say to you?
What was being told to me. You know, they told me that he came, well, I guess he was caught, and he told them that I was blackmailing him, so he didn't have to tell his wife. So I came to him with this, you know, plan to put in fake temps in our, you know, in our system and approve their times and that we would get the money for it, which they found out that he was the one cashing the checks. And but yet he says that when he cashed the checks that he was giving me all of the cash.
What? So basically, you
it's Monday.
Were,
I'm confused.
You were fired because someone else at work got busted committing fraud, essentially.
Yes.
And dragged you into his mess.
Yes.
In order to make himself look less bad.
Exactly.
And okay, did he get fired as well?
Yeah, he did get fired.
He did.
So the details and the specifics aren't that important. The bottom line is, guy creates some drama at work that he used to profit himself.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up costing him his job, and just so he looked less bad in the eyes of his wife and probably his friends and everybody else, he brings in an accomplice. And what you're saying is you are completely innocent. You just did what your boss told you to do.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I had no. If this was going on, I had no idea. I approved time, but I had no idea these people were made up. I never paid attention. My fault is I didn't pick my friends very wisely, and I didn't pay enough attention to, you know, what was going on at work.
So what do you think his motivation was for bringing you into it? Was he trying to save his job and it just didn't work?
Well, I mean, I seriously doubt he was trying to save his job due to the fact, I mean, they had evidence right there in front that he was, you know, in on it also. I seriously think that he used me just because, I mean, I've been there for 6 years. I know everything, you know, pretty much how our system works. Anyone needs to know anything, they come to me.
Well, let me just make sure that, so you got fired for, not because you were the supervisor and you should have caught it and you didn't catch it, so they fired you. You were fired because of the blackmailing of him?
Well, that, and also they did have proof that I was approved in these time cards.
Mm.
So
they do have transactions.
And the reason that you think he dragged you into it is because he was being unfaithful to his wife, and instead of admitting that, he could then say that you created that story in order to blackmail him?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, he says that he apparently told them that I wrote him two letters in his mailbox, which I have no idea where his house is. And then he also says that he could get footage of us being in hotel rooms together.
Were you?
No, never. I've never slept with this man. I've never been alone with him except one time when we went out to eat during work hours.
And you said that they have records of you okaying the checks that he was writing. So they could have also fired you because you didn't catch this.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I understand. That's what I'm not trying to get my job back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand. They have proof that I approved these people's times, which that was my job to do. But, I mean, and, you know, just everything else. I just want to prove that I'm innocent, that I did not sleep with this man, that I was not having an affair, that I did not conjure up this big scheme to, you know, steal money from our company.
So if I call you on the lie detector and it does come out clean, you know, that you're not lying, that this is really the true story,
yes.
What are you going to do with the information?
Well, I'm going to sue him. I'm taking this. I'm not going to step back and just let him, you know, get away with any of this. Because there's going to, I mean, I know there's going to be a criminal investigation done through the temp agency where he was stealing this money from. And I just want them to know that I didn't have anything to do with it.
Do you think it could help you get your job back?
You know, like I said, I'm not really worried about getting my job back. I mean, yeah, I need a job. Trust me, I definitely need a job. But after all of this, I could never work there again anyway.
You're Scott. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Scott. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing? I think she's kind of missing the point here.
Okay.
She didn't get fired because she was blackmailing someone. She got fired because she checked time slips that had false times on them. If that was her job and she didn't do it, they fired her for the right reason.
Yeah, I don't know that you really have a case. I got to tell you, Amanda. I mean, I'll be glad.
That's what I'm saying. I know that. I'm not saying I got fired because I was blackmailing him. I know the reason my company fired me is because they have proof that I approved these transactions. I understand that.
So what you're trying to do is just make sure you just want to clear your name of the affair.
Yes, the affair, and let them know that I had nothing to do with his scheme. That I, because he said it was my idea. He said that I came up with this master plan.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll be glad to call you on the lie detector. This thing could backfire on you, though, and it was the very same case a couple of weeks ago with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it was a virtual listener that wanted to go on the lie detector to prove her innocence, and it was work-related also. And by the time the lie detector was done with her, it was proven that she was way less than truthful.
Wow. No, I am telling the truth. I did not have an affair with this man.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I'm sure the lie detector will pick that up.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to call you today and put you on it if you want. If that'll give you some kind of closure, sure.
Okay, great.
I can totally see why she wants to do it. What a mess.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else in the office is still talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're also saying the real reason for you getting fired is probably taking a back seat in the office because everybody really does believe. Because
there's a scandal.
That you are, right.
Right.
Because
there's a scandal
and you are having the affair. So at least you get that kind of closure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put you on hold. I just get nervous with those things because they can backfire, man.
Yeah.
We had it happen just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that last time, what was her percentage of when she was telling the truth? Like 40% truthful?
It was 46%, yeah, which means she was lying most of the time.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.